The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Hello, Ro. I hope that you have a whiskey in hand.
Oh, you know I do. I do love me my whiskey, and I have to say I do like it neat without the water. So whatever the water situation is, I'm sorted with my whiskey because I like it neat. No rocks, no water, just bring it on. And I have to tell you, Benji, today the whiskey has been flowing, the wine's been flowing, the beer's been flowing because we are partying like it's 1948 over here.
Well, to be honest, Ro, I know that Israel's all about reverse osmosis and desalinization. The water, but I'm not sure if Israeli desalted water is really ideal with whiskey. So I do understand where you're going with that. But it sounds like a good party. People brying, flying, drones. It just sounds chaotic out there.
It was a fantastic day. I tell you, today I had the prime spot on the beach, as I like to have every year for the annual flyover. It was quite spectacular to see our Air Force with some of their greatest hardware, from Apache gunships to the LL Dreamliners to my favorite, which are the fighter jets, the F-16, the F-15, but making its Yom HaAtzmaut debut, much to my delight. And there are pictures on my Facebook page, and I just couldn't get enough of them, were the F-35s that made their parade debut today. It was quite a spectacular sight. I can't even remember whether or not they were stealthy, but it was just really, really exciting to see them. And thank you to the Greek and Italian Air Force who joined us for the parade. It was great to see them there paying tribute to Israel on this very, very, very auspicious occasion. The party was in Tel Aviv. The party was on the beach. The party was in the forest. The party was all over the country today as we celebrate 70 years. And also very, very special today was watching live from the president's residence him giving citations of honor to 70 of our outstanding soldiers. And, you know, after a day like yesterday that is or was profoundly emotional, it's really something special to welcome a day like today. So it was all flowing, the wine, the whiskey, the beer, the arak, the whatever you name it. We have been partying big time today.
Arak. Now, you say that there was an LL flyover. I mean, I know sometimes with the F-15s and all that sort of thing, they do loops and all sorts of stuff. I can't see an LL liner doing anything but a straight line, unless you saw something different. And I see even they went on the micro level, there was even a drone demonstration.
Well, it depends on how much you drank today, but from my vantage point, El Al flew in a straight line. For some people, maybe it wasn't such a straight line, Binge, you know. But what was spectacular was the opening of the flyover by two magnificent F-16s, you know, with their afterburners and making a noise. It was fantastic. And not to forget our Navy with submarines and warships doing a, I don't know if you could call it a drive-by or a flyby, but certainly a sailby. It was incredible. And last night in Jerusalem, some 30 drones lit up the night sky with a tribute to Israel in her 70th year. And it was just simply spectacular.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun and something which you should definitely go and see if you ever have the opportunity to spend some time in Israel on Yom HaAtzmaut. Unfortunately, we still have some serious stuff to talk about, Ro, including a Palestinian mayor who may have just started up a BDS storm. What is going on with that?
Well, this is quite interesting, but it turned out that the mayor of the West Bank town, which is predominantly Christian, the town is Beit Yalla, it's near Bethlehem, mentioned yesterday, he really, really dropped the bombshell by admitting that he also works as a sales rep for Tnuva, the Israeli food company. If anybody has been to Israel and you've eaten our delicious cottage cheese, or cottage as we call it here, or had our ice creams, you know that it comes from Tnuva. And as you could well imagine, the BDS boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement are really, really not happy about this. And he was asked in this interview, which was on a Palestinian television, on a Palestinian TV show, the interviewer said to him, some say that the reason behind the recent decline in your popularity is that in a addition to your job as mayor, you're also the representative of the Israeli company Tnuva. What's your response? And he said, I'm glad you asked this question. He says, I'm a rep from Tnuva. He had been for some time. He says, I'm like anyone, like any Palestinian settlement, a Palestinian citizen, anyone from Palestine who goes out to work in settlements. And this is our situations, and we're all seeking to earn a living. And there you have it. There you have it from somebody who says, you know, all we want to do is earn a living. And I think it bears testament to the fact that a organization, or I don't even want to call them a movement because I'm not sure exactly what they move besides intolerance and hatred, but an entity like BDS really, really have the potential to hurt ordinary Palestinians and their ability to make a decent living.
And let's be honest, he probably does hand out free samples of cottage cheese during election campaigns, which is actually what keeps him in power.
If you've had our cottage here, you would also go for a free tub of cottage.
Well, that's also because it's so expensive. EU also looking at issues in this space, passing a bill to promote anti-hate education in Palestinian schools.
Well, this is very, very significant, and quite a turn from what we've normally seen is that the Parliament of the EU adopted yesterday some new legislation, which is to prevent EU aid that is transferred to the Palestinian Authority for education to teach hate. This is really, really significant because Israel has been lobbied for a number of years to expose the level of hate education that takes place in the Palestinian territories, both in the schools in Gaza and in the West Bank. And this was introduced by the EU Parliament's Committee on Budgetary Control in March, and it aims to ensure that all programs that are financed with this budget reflect common values such as freedom, tolerance, non-discrimination within education. And ever since the funds have been allocated to the PA by the EU's PEGAS mechanism, which is the main source of financial support to the Palestinian Authority, listen to this, everybody. Listen to this. Approximately 3 billion euros have been used for the implementation of the PA's reform and development plan, which includes social development and education. And a large amount of that is the education of hatred. Think about where 3 billion euros, not dollars, not millions, but 3 billion could have gone to.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take 3 billion euros. You know, we could use some, a couple of extra,
to be sure.
Yeah, a couple of new headsets at Chai FM, which you could get with 3 billion euros. So yeah, we'll just establish ourselves as a Palestinian entity in South Africa, and we'll just get their funding. I think that works. You know, we don't spread hate on the program. We spread whiskey. So, you know, it's great.
There's nothing wrong with spreading the whiskey.
And sorry, Gilly, you.
And jokes.
And jokes. Yeah, we're spreading jokes. I mean, what could be better spent than 3 billion on that? Rolene, last night, while everybody was having fun, some people were on duty, and it seems as though the IDF has prevented a major terror attack.
Well, thank goodness our IDF, ever vigilant, ever awake, not drinking too much of the whiskey or the wine or the beer or the arak or whatever is going around today, but very, very vigilant on duty as always. They intercepted a very, very powerful explosive device that was discovered on board a truck that was attempting to pass through the northern West Bank's Rehan crossing into Israel. And apparently the truck, which was also carrying various goods, was intended for Israeli settlements in the Seam zone. And, you know, when this was discovered, they found that there were several improvised pipe bombs that did not appear to have been cohesively put together by any kind of organized terror organization. But when the driver was interrogated by the Shin Bet on Wednesday evening, his motives were revealed, and apparently his relatives are also expected to be questioned for this. But thank you to our ever-vigilant army, because I hate to imagine what could possibly have happened if this was not intercepted on time.
Yeah, absolutely. That doesn't sound very good at all. Rolene, somebody SMSing in asking, what happened with the accidental reserve call-up?
Oh, I tell you, that was a bit of an oops, or a huge of an oops. But the software or the computer that does the call-ups for our reserves malfunctioned and seemed to call up or send messages to various reserve troops calling them up for duty. This has been rectified, as with, I'm sure, a lot of red-faced people manning this. But, yeah, we could have had somewhat of a phenomenon happening today.
Someone pushed control alt delete. It happens. It happens.
Yeah.
I mean, even in America, there was that. It was a few months ago where I think it was even on New Year's or something in Hawaii, where someone pushed the button to it's like the official button to let people know that a nuclear warhead had been launched at the island. And for 30 minutes, no one decided to actually report and figure it out. So people in Hawaii thought they were being attacked by North Korea. So I suppose there are levels to this thing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, well, Rolene, I think that you probably still have a little bit more partying to do, some brying to do, a bit more drinking. So we'll leave you to it, and I guess chat to you next week. Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos. I'll speak to you next week. I don't know about any more eating or drinking. I think, like most Israelis, I am going to assume the passed out position on the couch in a food coma. And that will be the end of Yom HaAtzmaut 2018. Happy, happy, happy 70th birthday, Israel. You have never looked better. And may you just continue to go from strength to strength.
Thank you, Arlene. We'll chat to you then.